One of the problems of seclusion is that your mind becomes an echo chamber. A thought goes through and it echoes, echoes, echoes. And the more you hear it, the more you believe it. You've got to open the windows every now and then. Things don't echo so much inside. And while you're alone, you have to learn to have the same standards for your thoughts that you had for right speech. Remember the Buddhist standards. One, it has to be true. Two, it has to be beneficial. And three, it has to be the right time and place. There are lots of things in the world that are true but not necessarily beneficial. And it's good just not to say them. Good not to think them. If you're thinking about something and it's increasing your suffering, you have to step back and say, I'm thinking about this in the wrong way. The thoughts I have may be true, but if I'm thinking in this way, it's making me miserable. It's not beneficial. This is certainly not the time and place for that. Try to think of ways that will end the suffering and also be true. That kind of thinking is really worthwhile. We hear so much about how the cause of suffering is thinking. Well, it depends on what kind of thinking. We can't make ourselves miserable by thinking about things, even when they're true. But if we're not thinking about them in ways that give rise to the end of suffering, it's not worth it. It's a huge waste of time. We weigh ourselves down. So when a topic comes up in the mind, ask yourself, is there a beneficial way of thinking about this? Some topics don't have any use at all. You just put them aside, no matter how true they are. Others, it's going to depend on how you think about them. Look at what you're doing, what you're clinging to. It's making you suffer. Ask yourself, why do I hold on to this? What do I get out of it? What's the allure? What part of me likes to think in this way? Can I really believe that? Do I have to listen to that? Then you see the drawbacks, and we see the drawbacks outweigh the allure. Try to think in an alternative way. A way that pulls you out of that suffering, pulls you out of that dead end. So you have to be very careful about how you manage your thinking as you go through the day, especially when you're off alone. And the echo chamber begins to start reverberating. Get outside, open your eyes, open your ears. Get away from that kind of thinking for a while. And then when you come back, you ask yourself, how can I think about this in a way that actually is useful, that would actually be part of the path, rather than part of the cause of suffering? Remember, the Buddha says that the reason we're suffering is because we're doing something wrong. We're craving things that we shouldn't crave. We're attracted to things that we shouldn't find attractive. But we can change our ways. If we couldn't change our ways, the Buddha wouldn't have taught us. And if it weren't for our benefit to change our ways, he wouldn't have taught us to change our ways in the way he recommended. In other words, think in ways that are skillful, act in ways that are skillful, speak in ways that are skillful. And whatever standards you have for right speech outside, make sure you have the same standards for your thoughts inside. That's how your thinking stays part of the path.